Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit. Twins.
Sisters. Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scoot-a-ba-ba-dee-ba-ha-da.
The twins. A-ba-da-ba. Ha-da-ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Hoo-ha.
So, ladies, before I put you up in the parasailer, I need to know if there's any weight difference between the two of you.
What do you mean? Wait, we're the same. We're the same.
I mean,
same weight.
She got a few pounds.
I'm the taller twin. I'm the taller twin.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
No wonder.
I think that filler was something, huh?
As soon as he said that, even the daughters went, uh-oh.
Annika and Aspen went, let's jump off this boat.
You could hear the car crash screeching. Y'all, they're back!
They're back!
The twin queens of the world are back, season four!
I'm going to say this now. Y'all, we needed Darcy and Stacy. We needed this after Happily Ever After.
I agree. And the theme song, y'all, the theme song is now Do It Big.
Walk in the club, eyes on me, gonna talk a lot in my double D's.
No, it's all big. Y'all, the single was released with zero fanfare.
Zero fanfare. It is on Spotify and Apple. It was released on, I think, December 7th.
That's when everyone releases music for awards contention.
Yes, it's true. December 7th, 2022, with a rapper named Scheme.
Scheme.
So,
best rapper out of Connecticut.
I'm not going to lie.
As opposed to Rhode Island.
Yes. They couldn't get Montana Mills. I'm not going to lie. It's catchy.
He can't leave the state.
The girls sound good. That, yeah, I mean, they don't sound like them.
They don't sound like human beings.
But they sound good.
They sound like androids. Because yeah. they've been taken through at least 47 layers of stripping off the humanity of their voices. So they just sound like androids.
I think there was a bit of Cher's belief sample in there. Started it all.
You just played it and I said, stop this. I need time to process this in a space where I'm understanding what's happening. It sounds like a bad, with all due respect to whoever produced this, they need to step into the 21st century. It
sounds a little outdated.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway.
But I love it regardless.
I enjoy it. It's going to be in my head.
I enjoy it
now.
Regardless.
Now, if you have misophonia or whatever it's called, right?
Misophonia.
We're going to do our best. But the cough drops are out, y'all, because it's Darcy and Stacey. So we can't make promises.
Bus babes in Miami.
Tender babes. There was a lot of meme dropping at the beginning.
There was
a
lot of verbal Instagram
hashtags. Bus babes. Do it big. We're going to do it big, Stace.
Hashtag. Miami. Hashtag yacht party.
Hashtag Bodrum. Oh, wait. We're not there anymore.
Hashtag yacht life.
I think Florian went to Bodrum because somebody got some new teeth.
Oh, I noticed.
They are very white. Very.
Those big old chompers. Like the kind that you buy at like drugstores.
Yes, it's true. And you know what? This is as good a time to announce, y'all. Be on the lookout. Because I'll make it today.
Bolo.
It won't take that long. Jake had the idea. We've got some new merch coming out in the store. And it's just going to be a t-shirt that says, what, Poodle?
Mary Jesus Lord.
Get your Mary Jesus Lord t-shirt. And you can go to our realitygaze.com and click on that merch. Click on that.
Mary Jesus Lord.
And get your Mary Jesus Lord shirt.
Because sometimes that just says everything you need to say.
I needed this show!
Sometimes I'll just be, I'm going to change my, to Mary Jesus Lord. Lord. It's also a little bit more, there's a little bit of Jesus Lord!
You can
put into it.
It's very adaptable.
Jesus Lord!
MJL. Whatever.
What's the title of this episode?
I didn't look.
Premiere. It's probably like, I guarantee you it's like Miami something.
I want to say, I'm having a good week. No, we've got Darcy and Stacey.
Yeah.
We've got Extreme Sisters.
Toe at the end of this week.
Yeah, I mean.
New toe.
And. Toe. Be on the lookout on the cringe chair for the MILF Manor Minute, because it's coming.
No, I did not approve that.
I watched the second episode.
I did not. I don't think I could do it.
Something's wrong with me.
I've known that for a long time.
A lot of sissies have reached out and said, I'm as fucked up as you are. I want to let those sissies know I see you and I feel you. And I don't know
if validating that is helpful. It's okay that you're damaged, but I don't need to hear about it.
Well, you're gonna. This episode's called Single Life and Sibling Strife. Single Life and Sibling Strife.
So, y'all, if you didn't watch last season, first of all, why? There's something about them. They are infinitely funny. Just falling around on the boat.
On the boat. Like, they're going up parasailing, going to say, what? Hope we don't drown. And then they go, oh, wait, we got our floaties. And they point
sharks.
To their tits.
Sharks! Don't get the sharks in the water. And even the girls say, I hope your tits don't pop out when you're parasailing. And they just kind of look at one another. The sisters look at one another and go, that's an issue.
Yeah, that's true. That's right, Stace. Again, y'all, when you watch this show, I'm going to challenge you. We're all, and some of you have fought back on us in this, but we stand by this. We all either are now or we've been a Darcy or a Stacey.
There are moments where I find a moment of kinship between all of them. I think it's that
there's just a lack of self-awareness from both of them, and they both want to be loved and young and thin and beautiful, and it's so desperate, and there's so many failings that it's endearing slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're all just failing in a way. I mean, trying, and then...
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I think he relates more to Stacy.
No, I fail all the time. So they're basically, you know, House of 11. If you
it's not
don't remember,
your fault. It's his fault because his wife came home. So technically, yeah, you didn't fail.
It's not really my failure.
Yeah,
it's always his fault. It's always their fault. Or the family's fault for getting that last minute injunction.
You're not allowed to talk about that yet.
I know.
So. Hey, real quick, y'all. We are about to talk about our digital worldwide moment with Mary Payne.
Digital worldwide moment, a DWM.
That's going to be Mary Payne from Pink Shade Podcast. And so what you can do is you can go to our Linktree link, our Linktree on our Instagram. If you go to that, or a TikTok, if you go to that, then you can buy a ticket. It's going to be, we're doing a February 6th, a live show. You can interact with us. And then you can do the after party. Now, look, the live show is only going to be up for a week for the rest of you to watch. And after a week, that shit goes away.
And the after party is gone forever.
Yeah, that's that never going to be online.
That is a one-time thing.
It is confirmed we are going to have some 90-day guest drop-ins.
Some drop-ins from guests.
Yes. So we're very excited. We hope it's something new that we're trying out.
Big Ed! Just kidding.
No, yeah. Not him. Not him.
You know I would never have that piece of shit.
Some Carl's wife just went, oh my God.
I love him.
Poodle. So y'all.
He's busy on a men's rights conference this
week.
Yeah,
he's with Chris.
He's with Chris, Bilal's friend.
Yeah, marching for Mavie.
Someone brought up, it's like that, if you remember the show Married with Children, it's when Al Bundy would have no ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's boy. Exactly what it's like.
My dad loved that show.
You know, it's surprised. Married with Children came from a very specific time, and we knew it was satire, but sometimes you kind of thought it was real.
Yeah.
And it's a show that I just whistled. It's a show that it is a show.
You can't.
That may.
I'm not laughing at you for whistling. No, I'm laughing at your face for trying. Just whistle, poodle.
I've made a consult to get this fixed, to get my tooth fixed.
I think it sounds fine. It's endearing.
I don't like it. I don't want to whistle every time I say an SH followed by an S.
It goes along with your South Carolinian roots, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I want to get it taken care of. I want to be like Darcy and Stacy. Level all the parts of me that used to be and start over.
Oh, I think that's it, y'all. Digital War Mode. Extreme Sisters this week is for on the free feed. Y'all can try before you buy, but that's eventually going to be on $8 cringe tier.
And our MILF Manor crossover with Married to Reality is still up. I'm still getting over the queasies from that show, but I really enjoyed talking about it with you guys. People are really enjoying that episode.
Yes, people are enjoying the episode.
And that's for everybody. It's on the free feed.
Yes, and everyone is terrible. That's actually that podcast I'm doing.
Oh, you were on that, yes.
I wasn't because I got a stomach bug this weekend.
You were sick.
I was sick for about 3 days. So, but you know what? I lost a couple of pounds, so that was nice, I guess.
You'll get it back. Fine.
I will. I had some bread today. It's just going to soak it right up. But anyway, so we're doing that on Wednesday, so that'll air later this week.
Yes.
I think we can jump in.
Okay, let's jump in. Where's Timey?
Oh, yeah, turn on Timey. So so it turns out, y'all, they have a second home now. So
they're splitting their time.
Or really, they don't. Honestly, I wanted to say, or you don't have a home in Connecticut. Because your father bought a huge fucking mansion in Connecticut.
It's a compound. Yeah.
It's a compound. So you just have one place in Miami.
I have a feeling that's more what it's like.
They're trying to say it's bi-coastal, but they're not bi-coastal. What would that be?
I don't know. I think they just have, They're splitting their time.
You want to be bi-coastal, don't
you? I do want to be bi-coastal.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to live in New York, I need to live someplace nice. That's the only problem. Like,
what, do you live in New York?
Yeah, I live in New York.
In the city?
I can't live in Manhattan and keep a place out here. That's impossible. It would just be very expensive.
So you live in upstate?
Hell no! I'd have to find a way. I'm not going to New Jersey, though.
Yeah. Why not? I know a lot of gays who live in New Jersey across the river.
It's the principle.
Well.
Jersey people are going to come for me. I don't fucking care.
Well, I'm saying this with love. You're fucking the wrong people if you want to be bi-coastal.
I know. You know, but no, I could stay. I don't know. Maybe like bi-coastal, not bi-coastal, like I just go there like 3-4 times a year. But I don't sleep on people's couches like I used to.
Get an Airbnb for like 3 weeks or a month.
Even that is too much.
Boy.
I haven't thought this out yet.
Yeah, no shit.
But thanks for making me work for it in the on the podcast.
Think about if you were bi-coastal, can you imagine how many times you would have to go visit your mother if you lived in New York City?
I know. That's one of the drawbacks.
Because what, you're like 3 hours, 2 hours, two and a half?
About two and a half or three.
Oh, you're going once every 2 months.
Yeah, because Atlanta's two and a half, I want to say. Two and a half.
Yeah, yeah. You're fucked.
Yeah, I'd be fucked. However, I'm almost certain I would have to connect.
Well, you could not do New York. You could live in Florida.
Let's start the show.
So, yeah, so they're by...
Where would I fucking live in Florida? Everywhere I go, Miami. There's just a long list of hells.
You can live in Miami.
Hell no.
Miami, baby.
It's too far.
Well, they're not. They're Miami, baby.
They're in Miami.
Mary Million. So they're having their second home there. They're splitting that. The girls are there, and...
Georgie's no more, y'all.
Georgie's no more.
And did they... I don't remember. It almost seemed like she did an update in this saying.
If I remember, the season ended, and if I remember, wasn't there an epilogue where Darcy filmed like in front of
her
phone, and we saw that of her saying we ended our relationship?
Yeah.
So we never saw, because the episode ended him with that stupid proposal on the beach.
And it didn't last.
We've heard that they've been spotted together. We know we're seeing Georgie later this season.
God, he looks hot nowadays.
I will say, though, if Darcy ends up not being with Georgie, but still is like, fuck it, I don't care, I'll have him on here to make a good reality show, bravo.
Yeah, I think that's always been their style.
And that, y'all, we've talked about it on this show. This show is a full-on legit Housewives reality show.
Yeah, it's scripted.
And I think that's one reason why we enjoy it. It's just a nice break from the thing that is Bilal and Smollett.
Disgusting, yeah. Because that's based in reality. This is as well, but it's filmed through a different lens. A lens with Vaseline on it.
With a lot of Vaseline. And also, we should say, Darcy and Stacey, at least from those small interactions. They get the joke, but the small interaction we've had with them, they're good people.
Yeah.
We can't say that about a lot of people on Happily Ever After this season.
No, we can't. I will say, and I've got to give props to these two. I don't watch Pillow Talk a lot, but the clips that I see people share, I think that Kara and Guillermo would be so fun to hang out with.
She did a makeup tutorial. It was so great. I commented.
They are so funny with each other. And they seem kind to one another. It seems like they love one another. They're funny without trying to be too mean.
You know he's never going to touch you, right? Like he's never...
Never say never.
He's never going to give you the time of day.
You challenge accepted. I like Kara, though. I would not take him away from her. I would not Jolene her just because I can.
Thank God Ashton was there in Florida with Amber and Daniel, or you would have been all over Daniel.
I didn't really want to hook. I did not want to hook up with Ashton. He was just like he was just this strange gay leprechaun saying, "I know this place. Come out of this."
Although I talked to Daniel quite a bit
too. I lost my phone.
It's pretty dreamy. So they're parasailing, and then okay, let's just have a moment. Have you ever parasailed?
I have not. I was going to do it in Tahoe, but they canceled last minute.
So if you were parasailing and you were up in the air, what kind of things would you say to yourself?
Not flying like an eagle. Flying like eagles.
We're flying high in the sky.
And they're just sky. And they're just screeching like more prehistoric birds.
I love that they're, don't take us down, because we'll go higher.
So big. We're doing it big.
Doing it big.
We're doing
eagle
it big.
Big.
They did start screeching at one point. All you heard was that kind of like, when that organism that in between birds and dinosaurs.
Yes, And then we're cut to, they're riding, this was frantic. They're riding scooters, and that Benny Hill music should have been playing.
They're dangerous.
They're dangerous, and Darcy is wearing full-on 6-inch heels.
I'm going to say this now, y'all. If you're not careful, you will fall off a scooter, and you will hurt yourself.
No, you will die.
Yeah, I think they're quite dangerous.
I think they're very dangerous.
Yeah. It's very old of me to say, I think they're dangerous.
It is very scary riding on bumpy sidewalk.
You're supposed to ride in the road.
Well, you can't because there's cars and things parked.
But it's illegal to ride them on the sidewalk. No one's going to get a ticket for it, probably. I don't know.
Probably
who gives
not.
A shit? So
they just ditch the scooters and run, and we meet Leslie.
Leslie!
I am sad about them being in Miami because I don't know if we're going to get our favorite friends very much.
I don't know if we're going to get Debbie and Raina. Yeah.
God, I want them. Or Daddy Silva.
No.
We didn't see this season on Darcy and Stacey.
No. I really hope we get a little bit of Raina's wine slur.
Oh, please.
And Debbie. And Debbie just talking like this.
Look at this. So we get Leslie. Leslie is...
who's in marketing and PR. Shannon, their cousin Shannon's
PR.
Friend.
She marketing PR and she hodgenodges with all the people.
that was where I had to pause and Stacey goes, what?
Hodgenodges.
Hodgenodges.
What?
Hobgodge.
What? Hodgenodges.
No, it's hobnob.
No.
And she goes,
no, it's not.
Hodgepodge? Hodgenodging.
Well, I didn't know how to say it. Because I didn't know.
And y'all,
and Stacey just sits there with her lips pursed.
That is the kind of thing that there's no way you can script.
You can't make that
and
up.
And you can't script this. This is a talent for ridiculousness you cannot teach. And
we know.
We know because I have to correct you of saying things like that.
And we're both ridiculous.
We're both ridiculous. Trust me. Any of those things where he says words, none of that is scripted.
We really are, more than anyone we watch, we really are Darcy and Stacey.
I agree.
I related to Darcy a lot this episode. I saw myself in her.
They're slurping oysters, which is its own thing.
Give it up.
And they're talking about the breakup with Georgie, and she's
stand strong. Just you be. This is in a scene. Just be Leslie and say, "How are you handling the breakup, Darcy?
How are you handling the breakup?" She does. She kind of purses her lips.
It's a lot of different emotions at a lot of different times. I'm just letting myself happen.
And process.
You know.
And I liked it where she said, "I want to heal before I get back out there. I want to heal."
And she said, I like how she explains the breakup with Georgie, where she said, I talked to him very maturely and calmly. Like, she's
none of that happened. None of that happened.
She looked at me and went, you don't love it.
She screamed pterodactyl-like at his face. And y'all, Stace is
I got my vagina dyed for you.
Stace is just like, what? Gotta put yourself out there.
And then she's like, well.
And then she said,
like, giving up.
She said, well, he always treated you like shit. Stacy will always throw salt in the wound.
Literally after she said, I feel like giving up.
She's like, well, he always treated you like shit.
And then Stacy says,
in the confessional, Stacy says, Darcy relationships for the last few years have had their ups and downs. You know, she's had the tendency to pick men, pick men who are toxic. And Darcy just kind of stares at her.
Darcy looks at her, and then Stacy adds, you know, you just need to find the right guy, like me and Florian.
And Darcy goes, bleh. No, so, this is when the show does its best, is when the sisters are, you can tell they love each other, but the part of them that hates each other really comes out. And especially with one.
They have this thing that when they don't want anyone else to do better than their sister.
No.
But they don't want their sister to do better than themselves.
Yeah. It's, again, it is
But I don't want to rush anything.
It is the magic.
I want to heal.
It is the magic that keeps this show going. And Stacy basically says, so they're going to go on a yacht party.
#yachtlife. #yachtlife.
And basically, Leslie says, I know some guys who own businesses. And I think Darcy says, oh, that sounds nice. But at the same time, I think she thinks, that sounds old. Yeah. And so I think that's going to be her biggest hurdle. Is dating someone, because y'all, we know this, both Darcy and Stacy kind of stopped thinking of themselves as anything older than 24 a long time ago.
For sure.
And that's why they're dating younger men. Yeah. They don't, in their head, they don't actually think in a weird, strange way. They are not anything but 25.
Age is just a number.
Yeah.
Just like a number.
They are.
#Bodrum. #foreveryoung.
That's the same thing with hashtagging. Meanwhile, they're getting their AARP notifications.
Yeah. Just making a face. Y'all, we're going to take, because this is a free feed show, we're going to take a quick little break. And I forgot to get a glass of water for this.
I'll get one.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What? Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me,
from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
So, Darce.
Yeah?
There's been something I need to tell you for a very long time now.
What is it?
Floyd and I.
Yeah?
We're going ahead with the wedding.
What?
We're moving on forward and with the vow renewal and...
What about #twinwedding? #twinwedding.
Yeah, that's off now since you're single again.
I'm happy for you guys.
I deserve it.
You do. You deserve it. You deserve it. Thanks for waiting for so long. For a long, long time. But I'm happy.
Darcy went through the stages of grief so quickly, you could actually see it on her face. Ding, ding, bargaining, acceptance. This was my favorite moment of the entire show. Is when Darcy realized when she said, "We're going ahead with the wedding," and we had to watch Darcy's face go, "I'm not going to get my twin wedding that we've always dreamed of. Also, I'm single. My sister's getting married. My sister who looks like me, my twin sister, and then I should be the one to be married, not her."
But yet, her sister's already married.
Yes.
She got married in Turkey? No, they got married in Connecticut.
They got married in a really terrible slapboard apartment.
Yeah.
With candles on the floor.
Because of COVID, and he had to stay here.
Yes.
So they had to get married.
Yeah.
But it's funny to them
that's not really marriage.
That's not marriage. A marriage is making everyone in your family jealous.
And having a big event where you look beautiful and having pictures.
And hopefully somehow sticking it to your twin sister at the same time, which is what Stacy, even though she's never going to admit it, she's really enjoying doing.
A little bit.
And y'all, Darcy is acting. This is the thing. They've never really aged past when one got something and the other didn't when they were 8 years old. They've never really gotten past that.
I bet you their parents. I feel like, I imagine, I don't have twins. I don't have children at all. I've had a couple of guys in one night, so I've carried twins for about 2 hours.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Yikes.
Sometimes triplets.
Didn't bring them to term.
On a busy night.
Didn't come to term.
But do you think when they were kids, their dad doesn't seem like this, but maybe so, that if one twin gets one thing, the other one gets something.
I guarantee you.
And I feel like sometimes that's a disservice to your twin. Sometimes people, not that you should, like, for Christmas, get your kids don't spend the same. But sometimes in life, if Darcy had a moment and she was doing something and she deserved, like, a dinner.
I think you're right. I think maybe there's a time that you stop it. Kids are really young, I think. Or even when siblings are young, maybe not even twins.
What parental books say about that?
I remember when my brother would, when one of us would have birthdays, it was kind of normal for that to be. Or when one of us would get something, sometimes my mom would buy the other a little something. Mm. But that wasn't until, but it, that kind of stopped.
But you also weren't twins. You were Irish twins.
18
you were close,
months. Yeah.
But
the other thing is, there's a time when you realize it's okay that I'm separate from my sibling. I don't need to always have what they have.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem when you watch Extreme Sisters.
Well, no, that
they're doubling down on the twins.
That's
and
mental illness.
I am sad we don't have Mama's Tune this season.
Oh, y'all!
I am
just devastated that there's no Patrice and Patrica.
Patrice, I always said it wrong. I said it wrong when they were there at our live show.
You did to their face, which is usually something I'm trying to avoid with you. But no Mama's Tune sisters.
No.
And no Patrix and Patrica.
So apparently saving your uterus in a jar for your
doesn't give you a second season
isn't freaky enough for this show.
No. I'm enjoying the cast. We're going to see the triplets next week who have their own language. There's some lips on them.
We saw the Texas twins and Houston twins.
I like them because they kind of talk like Miley Cyrus.
I do, yeah.
And they always look like that they're smelling something bad because their noses are a little bit up.
And they're both dating twins.
They're both dating twins. Twin love.
We don't. I am surprised because they had an article in People. But we don't have the twins that bothered you so
God.
Much.
God. No, that was weird because I was thinking that one woman would just go to the other male twin's bed at night and neither would know.
It's happened.
And these Texas twins, the blonde Texas twins who look like they could have been in like a hard rock video or rock video.
They look very East Nashville.
Yeah.
Or very Dallas,
And their
Houston.
Hair's basically white.
It's that white-gray color. It's pretty, but it's that thing. Yeah, it's
and they seem like they have a lot more sense of humor about themselves than the twins who were in Virginia and had quaternary twins, one of the twin babies. In other words, they had babies and they were trying to make it happen for those babies. Yes.
I mean,
and made me sick to my stomach.
No one is sicker to me than the twins in Perth. They really.
I've grown to love them. I know.
That hairdresser didn't.
No, but there's a weird kind of.
Sorry,
comforting,
we're off on a tangent.
There's a weird comforting.
Okay, we'll talk about this in an episode.
There's a weird comforting kind of abnormalism for them.
I guess so.
Anyway,
now,
y'all. If they ever have children, I think it will be a problem.
It'll be a problem. Extreme Sisters. So, sorry, we're excited to talk about it.
Anyway.
So it's the next day, and there's not, basically Darcy and Stacy, like, Stacy comes in and she's like, close your eyes. And she says, that's the thing with Darcy and Stacy, is different things are an event for them.
Yeah.
Or a surprise. And it's just a pink light, and Darcy's like, what's that? And so.
It's like a club. It's like a club. They're in the club.
And so Stacy says, before in the old apartment, Darcy was living above and Stacy was living below. But now Stacy has to really make a point to mention that now she's living above.
She's
on
Darcy top.
And Stacy is below. Because last time she's like, I was hearing that, ugh, that woo woo.
And Darcy's like, not really having a lot of fun now, so it's fine.
You can relax.
If we were starting to worry, we hear Florian say,
5 minutes! I'm coming with a bunch of shit!
I'm dry so much!
I am tired!
Okay, y'all. Florian has been on a cross-country trip with Mike Benz.
Y'all, if you don't remember Michael Benz, hey.
The living troll doll.
We don't think that's his Christian name.
It's not.
The living troll doll, or I said the bully from Doug, the Nickelodeon cartoon.
Yes.
But it's different now because his hair's not going that way anymore.
So, y'all, basically, Florian's like, I'm very tired.
Y'all, they showed some clips of them just drive, and he said, because remember, Florian did not like Michael Benz last season.
And he just nonstop talked.
But Florian says, we've made up, we're friends. He just said he won't shut his fucking mouth.
I would have murdered Michael Benz. I swear to God. We would have gotten at a truck stop, and I would have beat him to death with his shoes.
And you would have gotten fucked, because it was a truck stop.
That's true. Two for one!
Two for one. Everybody's getting pounded.
Oh, there's nothing like seeing a truck stop on the side of the road to give you that same familiar feeling. The smell of a truck stop bathroom.
Oh. Yeah.
Y'all talking about Buc-ee's. This truck stops are where it's at.
Be gay in the 70s.
Where am I?
Yeah. Let's just say Burt Reynolds did more than the Bandit.
Y'all,
or is he Smokey?
That's Smokey and the Bandit.
Is he Smokey or the Bandit?
He's the Bandit.
He's the Bandit.
Smokey was Jackie Gleason.
I haven't seen that movie in years. I should see it again. I haven't seen it probably since I was 4.
Because I think Smokies are called, that's what patrolmen are called.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They wouldn't be the Bandit.
Well, no, but I didn't know they were called Smokies.
I think they are.
Is it something like in the Smoky Mountains they're called Smokies?
That makes no fucking sense.
It doesn't. I don't know why they're called Smokies.
We need to move on. Sometimes you say something and I'm like, I want to scream about how little I care about this. And
same.
I wish I could go back for take those 15 seconds of my life.
Instead, you're here.
Instead, I'm here and I can't. Let's move on. Y'all, they're trying to park this van. And at one point, the sister's like, that, I got that. And Florian just goes, no distraction him. No distraction him. Jesus Lord. And so, anyway, and the producer said, so do you guys overpack? And Darcy's like, no,
I didn't. No. Not me, no.
Stacy's like, are you kidding? Of course we do.
Essentials.
Cut to, Stacy's apartment with Florian is all unpacked. Florian just fucking threw all of Darcy's boxes in the middle of the room for her to unpack, and she can't find a damn thing.
Now, y'all, up there talking about, he does not want to talk about the wedding. Florian doesn't with Stacy. And then she basically says, well, now, y'all, he's been driving for 3 days. This is not the time to talk about a wedding to anyone.
No.
And so now it's interesting. He didn't want to do the Miami wedding. Now she is kind of like, so we don't want to go to Europe. Should we go to like Greece? He's like, no, we'll do it in Miami. So now she wants something extravagant because now they
get my destination.
Because now
wedding.
They live in Miami.
Yes,
but it also is about some part of this is still about sticking it to Darcy and other people. She wants to make other people jealous of her.
I think I will say Well, and I think a root of that, and it's interesting because Darcy, I think, it's how they manifest. We all have insecurities. It's how they manifest their insecurities. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I are, but we all have insecurities, and Jake and I manifest it. They do too. They manifest it differently. You're right. Stacey wants to have this wedding because she wants to show people almost like it's a Mar thing.
A perfect
I'm
going to
show you so you can't fucking complain or break me down.
Yeah.
Darcy wants to have this type of twin wedding and do this. It really is for her, like, then it's a real thing and she's really loved.
Yeah.
It's not about other people for her.
Yeah.
It's just interesting how they both look at the world.
And Florian says, every day is a new day. And she just goes, what the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean? finally, Stacey is saying to Florian what we all say. I'll never forget when we did that interview with them, and it opens up the Zoom, and Florian's
just laying
looking
in the bed.
And I freaked out
because Florian was real.
He was real and looking at us, but y'all, he was looking at us like, who the fuck are these people?
It was like he was the vampire going through a mirror in Albania or Croatia in somewhere. He's from the 1500s.
It's true.
He'll never find that mirror again, y'all.
He won't
be able to go back.
All right, we're here. Hashtag yacht party. This yacht is just called Chow.
I will say, I feel like this was rented for the day by production.
Sure. What would you name a yacht if you owned a yacht? I feel like I wouldn't want to have it be Chow. Or like that fucking below deck one just called Home.
Or Naughty Naughty. Or Naughty Naughty.
You almost might for that one.
That actually kind of works
for
me.
That kind of works.
That actually works for me. I don't know. That's a good... I'll think about that. Maybe... I'm trying to think of a... What's a P word that thinks of something on the ocean? Like, I don't know. I'll think about it. Poodle's paddle board. Poodle's paddle boat.
Wow.
All right. So there,
Michael Benz is going to wear Darcy's. Oh, yeah. I said yacht party. I forget. There's a fight before.
Yeah.
I forgot about the fight.
The thing about Darcy's. I love when both Darcy and Stacey wear those blazers, but they wear them just over their shoulders.
It's a look that I love it.
I love that when they do that.
Literally, Stacey said, "We're going on a yacht party. What do you wear to a yacht party?" And she Googled, "What do women wear on a yacht?" And a picture of Goldie Hawn in Overboard showed up in that fucking gold dress. Because I'm that gay, I remember it. And I think that's how she chose. Now, I will say, she looked slamming in this dress. Yeah. It had these cuts
now,
up the side.
Y'all, this is, and then, so basically, Stacey is like, "So, Darcy, you got everything you're going to wear? You want to help us pick up some outfits?"
Fine, Stacey, got
and
it.
Darcy's face, when she says that, it's that
don't
weird.
Don't need help.
So, y'all, this is extreme defensive. She's in a mood because...
Not a Manchichi.
She doesn't... She's thinking she has to start all over, so this is a mood. And Stacey's coming into this in...
For once, Stacey wasn't coming in this with vinegar.
And I wrote down... So, some of the boxes that are labeled things in Darcy's house... One box was just labeled candles.
There's that many candles, y'all.
And one box is labeled hair.
And she was like, she saw the box, she's like, hair. Why'd I bring my hair? I brought my good one.
One box is just labeled fuzzy. I don't know what that means. What do you think are some other boxes that are in Darcy's apartment?
I think there's definitely many boxes that just say heels. Many because she has so many heels.
Yeah, definitely. Shoes.
I think there's one box that's just either manifest or crystals.
Yeah.
I think that, a lot of that. What do you think?
I think there's a box that's just like sparkly boas.
Yeah.
I think something like that or sunglasses. I think there's a whole box of sunglasses.
Oh, there's a full extra large box of just perfumes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think there's three of those.
Three of those. Can you imagine how much perfume Darcy and Stacey wear?
It's just noxious. I bet
she still loves a Terry Mugler angel. She still can't get away from it.
Is that Mouillet? How does I pronounce it?
I think it's Mouillet, okay. But people would say Mugler here, but it's Mouillet in French.
Yeah. I just don't know how people pronounce it. I've never heard anyone. So that's how up I am on fashion.
It's a difference of the people when everybody, remember when everybody was wearing Angel, like every fucking day I was wearing it. You would say, what are you wearing? And they would say, I'm wearing Angel. But then the pretentious one would say, I'm wearing Terry Mugler Angel. I'm like, sit down.
You went out on some really bad dates.
Oh, this wasn't dates. This was just guys I was talking to in a bar that stopped talking to me.
Wow.
There we go.
So
I need that shirt. Mary Jesus Lord.
So y'all, they're just freaking out. And she's like, I'm not a baby. I'm not your doll. I'm not going to be your third wheel. She basically vomits out all her insecurity.
Yeah,
and
Stacey's
like, get your attitude out of your ass. You're going to push guys away with an attitude like that. And that's interesting.
That's her. She said all this shit to Darcy, but as soon as she said, you're not going to get a guy with an attitude, that's when Darcy went, that's hurtful.
And that was meant to make her wake up. But what Darcy heard was the first part of that. You're never going to get a guy.
Period.
Yes. And it was just like.
It was. Yeah, it was so.
Are we ready to talk about the yacht party?
They go to the yacht. They're getting the yacht party. I like the guy. Michael opens the door and Darcy goes, such a gentleman. Oh, whoops, I ripped my dress. And she's getting. Darcy looks, she's wearing black. She actually looks really
she
good
looks
too.
Good.
They do well with the coat on the shoulders. They also do well with the, you like this a lot. With, I don't know what it's called, the mono strap that kind of goes across the chest.
Yeah.
A sling strap. I don't know what that style is called, but you enjoy that very much for
I
your
like
drag.
That. Yeah, yeah, I like that. It's a good.
You kind of dress like Stacey, honestly.
I look really good in things like that. If I'm carrying a little weight, I look better in Mother of the Bride things better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But preferably something that shows my shoulders. Yeah.
Here we go.
All right. Anyway,
so y'all, they go to this yacht party, and they're sitting down to meet. And then Leslie says, "Here, I want you to meet my friend Mike." And then describe Mike.
Mike definitely invested in crypto last year.
But what does he look like to you?
Israeli shipping magnate.
He looks like someone who would be on Marry a Millionaire.
Yes, he does. He does.
And just when you see him, you go, this guy feels skis.
And he's a douche.
And I think this is better. Y'all, we don't normally do this, but Darcy and Stacey usually deliver. We're going to start off this episode with our first
Darcy and Stacey theater. I'll be playing Mike, the Israeli anti-aging skin company owner. Okay. That came from casting.
That, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be playing Darcy. And action.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Oh, do you have an accent?
Yeah. I am Israeli.
Oh.
Are you familiar with Israeli men?
Oh, I am. Yes. I've dated a lot of foreign men. A lot of foreign men. Yes. How long have you been here?
You know, I've been here in Miami. I own my business here. I own an anti-aging skin company.
What?
lots of things like what? Botox, fillers, what? Serums.
Did you discover the way to reverse aging?
I'd like to tell you more about it. Yes. You will not believe this.
Yes.
3 years ago, I had a belly. And look at this. Ding, 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 ding. Those are my abs.
Wow. Can I feel them?
You may.
Whoa, Mike. Oh, wow. Okay, whoa. Mike.
You know what I got to tell you, lady?
I haven't had a piece of bread, have you, Mike?
You're inspiring.
What?
You're inspiring people all across the world. Amazing people who are inspiring people.
That's not here. I want to keep inspiring.
I gotta get out of here. That 20-year-old girl is hot.
What's that white stuff on your nose?
Baking powder.
Okay.
I like to sniff things.
And scene. This guy's a douche.
He's a multi-level marketing
douche. He smells like human growth hormone.
When he literally said, I've discovered the way to reverse aging. And I went,
I'm sure you
have. If you discovered the way to reverse aging, you'd be a lot fucking richer.
Yeah, I agree. Mm.
Do y'all know how many skincare people used to come in and do that shit?
I doubt we're going to see him again.
Oh, no. I think we saw a clip of him like driving in a Lamborghini.
Huh.
No. This is what's going to happen. He's going to be the guy for her for like the first two or three episodes.
Yeah.
Until Georgie comes.
Oh, I see.
And then Georgie's going to come and then she's going to start doing the matchmaking. Don't forget, y'all, Darcy's going to see a matchmaker.
Oh, so good. So their fight, after the party's over, she's talking about meeting Mike. And
the energy is flowing. There's something about Mike.
And
I feel like I'm back in my game.
This is weird. It seems like as soon as Stacy says, how's Mike? Do you like him? You think he's attracted? And she's like, she just starts. She's like, I don't want to engage.
She totally, yeah. She was like,
Because she's still hurt by that comment.
Because Stacy said, that was fun. And Darcy goes,
And Stace's like, I like your attitude. And they have the scream. She's like,
and she's like, you're trying to sabotage me, Stace. You're trying to sabotage me.
Sabotage Stacy. She even called her, sabotage your Stacy.
Sabotage your Stacy.
You sabotage yourself.
Oh, I can't believe you said that to me.
You'd be happy if you got laid. You're annoying. Then they just fight. Oh, it's so good.
And then she said, Stacy said at the end, maybe if you changed your attitude, you could get a guy. She went,
I will say, y'all, nothing cuts as deep as Stacy does.
Oh, nothing.
Because she knows exactly how to hurt Darcy the worst.
And Stacy calls it, where she said this to Florian earlier. She said, she's upset ever since I told her I canceled the twin wedding.
Uh-huh.
And now she's taking it out on me.
Yeah.
She is.
Like teenage girls. It's super predictive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like when someone needs to get their, quote, needs met, and someone cancels that night, the next day he might take it out on his podcast partner.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all, that's all I got. Yeah,
Kim and Kyle are rough like that, I've heard.
They're covering Darcy and Stacy. I think they are, yeah.
They usually do it on their B-sides, on their Patreon.
Oh.
I think next week I'm guesting on Cray Cray on their B-sides.
Kim's pissed because Kyle's getting drunk somewhere.
He's on
vacation.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll be guesting on 90 Day Cray Cray on their Patreon.
Good.
Next week. I think it's next week. Yep.
All right, y'all.
Be fun.
This was a hug from the universe.
I thoroughly enjoy this show. I laugh out loud.
I do too.
And
it makes me excited to see you because we have so much fun talking about it.
It's a good show.
It's a good show.
That's the show, y'all.
Go to our merch store. It might not be there. Don't come at me. Give me a day or two for our Mary Jesus Lord shirts, y'all. Come at us. All right. Until then, y'all.
You forgot the sign off, didn't you?
I think I do remember it.
No, I know.
Y'all, remember when you're walking down the street today, pretend it's in slow motion, pretend you have hair extensions.
And you're on a yacht.
You're
parasailing.
Parasailing. And you know what you're going to do? What are you going to do, Poodle?
You're going to manifest it.
You're going to manifest
it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your
caboose. Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.